Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We welcome you all to a Roll to Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune, Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janice, and Sean Flurl as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
Arrakis. Dune. Desert planet. A brutal furnace that scours away the weak and tempers the strong. Arrakis would be but a forgotten backwater, but for one substance that cannot be found anywhere else across the known universe. Blowing out of the unforgiving sands comes the spice, melange. Spice not only extends life, but expands the mind. It is this function that allows mankind to traverse the spaces between the stars, to weave a safe path through fold space in the absence of long prescribed thinking machines. Spice is what allows the Empire to exist at all. Dune belongs to the Emperor, Shaddam IV. But direct control would invite open rebellion from the great houses. Instead, it is given as fief and protectorate to a house. Their responsibility is the flow of spice. Efficiency reaps great rewards, but failure invites ignominy and dissolution. For the past 8 decades, Arrakis has weathered the brutal command of House Harkonnen. Their tenure has brought them staggering wealth, an enmity of jealous rivals across the Landsraad, the council of noble houses that shape the destiny of the Empire. Now, a storm of change brews on the horizon. The storms on Arrakis will strip flesh from bone and shred metal like tattered cloth. Who and what will remain in the passing of this one? Growing like a pustule, upon the northern pole of Arrakis lies the metropolis of Carthag. The city was erected by the Harkonnen shortly after their arrival, in obstinate defiance of the nature of the planet. Unlike its far older sister city of Arrakeen, Carthag brings the luxuries and depravity of the wider empire to Dune, a place of opulence and decadence, but also of corruption, graft and treachery. It is from here that Glossu Rabban has administered the Harkonnen's oppressive rule on behalf of his uncle, the Baron. and it is here that a dozen or so lesser houses operate beneath them, squabbling over the rich scraps that fall from a bounteous table. One such house is House Ikshana, whose pride and strength come from their unwavering and penetrating sight. They alone have the means of tracking or even predicting the movements of Dune's native Fremen, who dwell deep in the emptiness and who wage an unending campaign of insurrection against Rabban's depredations whenever the harvesters come to the deep desert to mine the spice. Their reputation for keen sight extends to their talented spotters. Among the most adept at descrying both the spice blow that heralds the beginning of a harvest and the worm sign which heralds its end. It is their prowess in these domains that, presumably, saw them invited here, to the golden box floating above the triangular Carthag Colosseum by the beast Rabban himself. So we find ourselves in an ornate golden box suspended above the sands of the Colosseum, where two men fight some exotic beast from a far-off planet, a chitinous thing with claws.
Ooh, sorry, I love that word.
Good words.
Chitinous?
Yeah.
With claws and spines. Rabban at this moment is rapt at this display as a keen hunter himself. He's imitating the actions, the dodge of the men, and he lets out a ha as one of them is disemboweled by the creature. The rest of his retinue is waiting, and nearby, his guests, House Ikshana, also await Rabban's attentions. There is the ruler of the house, the Viscount Vadim Ikshana, and his consort sitting with him.
That would be me.
So, Ellen, tell us about Lady Disha, consort to the Viscount, how she appears sitting here waiting for Rabban to finish enjoying his blood sport.
Lady Disha would be positioned as close as possible to Viscount Vadim, perhaps with a hand on his shoulder or resting over his hand to kind of show a close and strong bond to the others, to show any of the other nobles this is a unit here that she would like to present herself as. In terms of appearance, I was very inspired by Lauren Bacall. She has a kind of silver screen beauty. I think of her as very beautiful in a cat-like way, a combination of smoothness and softness that is always accompanied by an intense stillness. Like she's always mid-pounce with large amber eyes and honey hair that cascades in waves down her delicate shoulders and backs. Her garb is modest in cut, but in terms of the way it shapes her body, perhaps a little bit scandalous to show off that she is a prize. She is a beautiful thing adorning the side of the Viscount, and she has a black gown that has so much tiny detail on the embroidery of just little eyes. If you are to get close enough to see the actual detail, hundreds of little orange eyes, as is the sigil of House Ikshana.
Standing at the ready near the Viscount and his consort, Lady Disha, are two of the house's most favoured agents, one of them being personal guard to Lady Disha, and that is...
That would be me. So, yes, this is Saba. And Saba, because this is, we're in like a seating, like an auditorium. Is that correct? Like in like a...
So the Colosseum is below you, and this is like a private box.
Great. So, yeah.
But more like an opera kind of seating.
Yeah.
So like, there is barriers between us and the rest of the...
Oh, yeah. They're all below you on stands. This is literally floats on suspensors. So it can lower right down to the sand if need be. So there are seats here. You can sit arrayed to see the sport.
Is it completely open or is there like a glass?
It's glass.
That's
it's
great.
Glass. Perfect. All enclosed in glass, but the sense is openness.
Yep. So Saba you'll find actually ahead of the others in their seats. If they are seated down watching what's happening, he is off as far to the side and up to the glass as possible, slightly shrouded in whatever form of cover and darkness that it will allow in this intense light and heat. He's got this perfect stillness that if you are just looking up at the box, first of all, your attention would be to Lady Disha and the Viscount. You're not looking towards the edges where an otherwise imposing, hulking mass that stands just scanning and surveying with a... He wears like a dark brown, almost black, but not quite. It's a tattered dark brown robe from head to toe with the hood up over his balding head. His one good eye, which is kind of interesting for House Ikshana, that is about the all-seeing eye. He only has one, as there's a large scar that goes from the top of his forehead down around the side of his cheek, almost coming towards his mouth, betraying a one such scuffle from his youth. Almost went pear-shaped and far too poorly. He does not move. He is completely still. His breathing is measured as he's just scanning, observing, staying vigilant and watching for anything that can threaten the house and those within.
Also nearby is one of the spies of the house.
Janice is quietly sitting in his seat, a bald man, a lot like, I believe the name, Connaught Hill from Game of Thrones, playing Varys.
Oh, yes.
Physically looks like that. Bald head and generally soft features around the jaw, but with heavy black eyebrows, just a slight stain on the lips, and piercing blue eyes.
Mm. His clothing?
White robes with blue and yellow triangles across them. And he has a soft focus as to what is occurring. His eyes are pointed in the direction of the action of the Colosseum, two men fighting a creature, but that gaze is sort of unfocused towards what's happening there, and is instead listening and feeling what's happening in the room instead.
Mm-hmm. You're looking inwards, I'm looking outwards.
And all eyes are on me.
Yeah.
The creature dispatches the other fighter, and it's hard to tell whether Raban is pleased by the gore or disappointed that the triumph has not been won. He turns towards your party as the box lifts away from the sands below, while attendants run out to drag the bodies away and throw fresh sand over the stains. Very quickly, bald-headed servants rush towards him, furnish him with food and drink. He waves them off as soon as he has what he needs and turns towards House Ikshana. Now, this scene has the trait of at the pleasure of the governor.
Which Phil is writing down on a card as we speak. Oh,
I need to remember.
At the pleasure of the governor.
Great. Whilst it also has that, I'd like to use my power of passive scrutiny.
Excellent.
To make a, I believe it is an understanding roll.
You are allowed to ask me one question as if you had made a obtain information roll.
Yes.
Great. So you're allowed to ask me one question about the scene.
Is this a positive meeting? Is this likely to be a positive meeting? How do I phrase this best? Is he in a good mood leading up to a positive meeting, or is he in a bad mood leading up to a negative meeting?
Is this a scolding, or is this a, yeah?
He wants something of you. He's here to make a demand of you. It's not a punishment meeting or anything like that.
Okay. In that case, then, I'd like to use that obtain information with my other talent, putting theory into practice. I'd like to create a trait for this scene, and that is...
Get right into it. Let's do it.
At your beck and call.
Can you explain a bit further what you
sure.
mean by that?
Maybe more like trade or something like that. A sense of like...
Give and take.
Give and take. Thank you.
Yeah. Something. So like it's not just a request, a demand. It's a what can... Like I'll do something for you.
Negotiation.
Yeah. Negotiation.
Wheeling and dealing.
Negotiation is nice.
So to add that to the scene, I would like for you to somehow have told Lady Disha and the Viscount your observation. How would you have subtly conveyed that's the purpose of this meeting?
Janice, in the style of Dune, rather than saying it, makes a physical gesture, which is that he swipes with his ring finger on his right hand, his eyebrows, rubs them once each side as a little gesture to indicate that this is not going one way or the other. This is a trade. There's a little cipher.
There's two movements.
Yes. Yeah. A little cipher between them that this is. Yeah.
House Harkonnen is moving, as will House Ikshana.
Yep.
Lady Disha, I think probably without, it's almost like leaning towards the Viscount. So she's in a bit of a triangle position. Her upper body is very much moving into him, but her neck is kind of just craned out slightly, watching this movement, and just a slow blink of acknowledgement.
To indicate you've received the information.
Glad that you're doing the lean instead of the male, because that's just Beto move right there.
Poor Phil. His beautiful
Lord. Pop psychology 101.
Yeah, and I would probably then just, Lady Disha would lean further in and just whisper into the Viscount's ear.
So because you have this trait as part of the scene, it's something you can now use as part of your roles, should it come to that. Thank you for being here.
The pleasure is all ours.
Yes, well, the Harkonnens know all about pleasure. We have a small amount of time before my personal pet takes the arena. It will be quite something to see. But business must be conducted first.
Of course.
A change is coming. It's not announced yet, but it is coming. Our Dune, my Dune, is being given away. You are first to hear of this, and that is because you will help House Harkonnen make the most of this terrible injustice. I will have my due of Arrakis. House Harkonnen will have its fill of spice before we are sent away. Every mote of spice that can be gleaned from the sands of the next few months will be claimed. I am told Ikshana are the first to see the spice blow. Is that correct?
Of course. Ours is the true sight.
Yes, yes. Seeing and doing are two different things. You will see, and I will do.
That is what makes the best relationship between houses like ours.
But I must also begin removing my forces, too. With all my harvesters on the sands, and fewer soldiers, those desert savages will have the run of the place. So, I am also told, you know how these creatures move on the sands, where they will appear, when they will attack. Is this also true?
Yes, we have a certain insight into how these beasts work, both the men of the desert and the creatures that inhabit it.
Yes, well, if you believe what's said about you, you're in danger of turning into them. I would just as readily crush you as them. So see that you remember that you are a civilized house.
Of course.
Yes. Well, we will be licensing your spotters and buying your information. It's a great honor. You can thank me now.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Lord Raban, can I also ask, anything that remains in Arrakis is for the usurpers. Our house also deals in espionage. In seeing what men do, we could also potentially lay a trap.
Such things are the purview of cowards. If you wish to set a trap, indulge in your games, then that is not my concern. What is my concern is the task that I have given you is completed well. If it is, great rewards are to be yours. But should you fail, should others take the spice that I wish the House Harkonnen to have? Should my harvesters fall to the depredations of the Fremen? Well, you know who will answer for the failures first.
Of course.
You! I will see you wiped out, crushed, erased.
We serve House Harkonnen.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And we are glad to accept your proposal.
Good. Good. I have one of your creatures, one of the natives. We picked him up with a smuggling operation. It won't be enough that they simply pay into our coffers in these coming months. No, the spice itself will be ours too, so the smugglers will have a harder time of it. And this creature, as I say, we picked him up, and he was strong, but he did talk eventually, and the name of Ikshana was given. You will have to go to the guardhouse to collect him. He may be in some disrepair. But I thought that if you are to perform this task for me, that you would need all of your assets intact. Collect him at your leisure.
Thank you, Ravan. This is a day of leisure, after all.
Now, you will see how my pet performs. My days in the arena are sadly over, but he reminds me of myself. If you have any more questions, any more troubling details, my staff are on hand.
I think Lady Disha will offer a low bow. Look back to the Viscount. Well, seems a fortuitous position for our house.
It is a double-edged sword, as all things here are. It is an opportunity, but also a gaping chink in our armor for our rivals to exploit. The eye of House Harkonnen is fixed solely upon us.
But the Harkonnens would not be interested in us if we were not powerful in our own way.
Of course, but we are exposed.
All the better to see the others.
Come. Let's withdraw to one side and confer. Come. He motions to his agents, his bodyguards, his spy. This large box is wide enough for you to have a quiet conference, but do bear in mind that anything here could very well easily be listened in upon.
Yeah.
It would be foolish to talk
loudly and
brashly of your hosts, yes. Perhaps.
Yeah, Saba kind of like takes one last lingering look at the fight and more to the point, the people down below offers a short grunt and then peels his eyes away and rejoins towards the back where the others have congregated.
Vadim draws your small retinue to one side, a small recessed lounge area, and he nods to an aide who lifts a device into the air where it hangs via suspensor before activating a small dome of light which envelops you, and instantly the hubbub of the people around you and the roar of the crowd from below and the hum of the poison snoopers, which you hadn't even noticed before, instantly cuts out.
Cone of silence.
As an Ixian damper
is activated to give you a small moment of privacy for just your small group. Maybe slightly gauche in this company, but it's understood.
Yeah.
As long as you don't spend...
It's obvious, isn't it? Yes. Like, there's very clear...
It's very clear.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't spend, you know, hours in here, it won't be considered rude. But he only needs a word. Family. Perhaps, lady, I forgot myself speaking quite so openly with this moment that should be a celebration for our house. For now, I suggest you avail yourselves of the entertainments. It's not often you have access to Raban's staff. I myself will give the governor the attention he so craves. I suspect the entertainments will last another hour or two, so use your time wisely. I shall see you all for an all-hands meeting of the general staff in the pavilion tonight, where we'll discuss any complications that may arise from our new obligations. Meanwhile, perhaps find out any details about what those obligations might entail, and if any assurances can be gained against the ire of our current contracts being cancelled. You know your jobs, and see that our Fremen friend makes it safely back to our house healer as well. Ours is the true sight.
Ours is the true sight.
Ours is the true sight.
The damper clicks off. He stands. Governor, he says, as the box begins to lower once more and the roar of the crowd erupts as one of Glossy Raban's favourite gladiator takes to the sand below. And you see Vadim glad-handing and giving his all to the governor, Glossy Raban. And so the rest of you have a couple of hours here. There is not obviously all of Raban's staff here, but there are a number of figures here. There is food, there is a drink, there is spiced coffee, and you have a bit of time to avail yourself of this social occasion to do as you will.
Saba, like, he looks over at the frivolity that has immediately taken place between the Viscount and the governor, and looks over at Lady Jessica, and it's a look that you've
no.
Damn, Deesha. Who's Lady Jessica?
Oh,
that's
shit,
from the movie. That's Paul's mum, yeah.
Hey.
She's here?
as a trait that I've just introduced.
Yeah.
And we're having a good old chinwag as two Bene Gesserits.
Looks over at Lady Deesha, and it's a look you've seen quite often, whether you understand this or not, the socialness that's about to take place, the must we?
Lady Deesha extends a gentle touch to the shoulder of her much larger personal guard. It seems that we each have a fight to tend to, intrigue to partake in. She points out to the gladiatorial fight below. That's theirs, yours is below, and mine is here.
Of course. He goes to take a step, and he, like, gives you a look of, like, are you going to be okay up here?
She gives you the brightest and widest smile. That is, like, it's a beautiful woman smiling brightly and beautifully, but there's just the sense of, again, like a cat, this is a predator in their natural element.
And then he's going to move off.
So are you leaving the party to attend to the collection of the agent?
He does not want to be here. Yeah. And he knows that there's at least enough people in the space that he doesn't need to be glued to her side in this moment. He still doesn't like it.
Without too many words, she's given him
permission to leave.
Her leave. Yeah, okay. His leave.
So he's immediately going to, at this point, he won't throw the hood on. But he'll turn on his heels, take one last look, scan of the crowd, look over at Janice.
Spy, yeah.
It's not even a nod, but it's just like a curt little acknowledgement before he leaves.
Janice looks to the lady.
Mm-hmm.
My lady.
Yes.
I have work.
Of course, as we all do. I trust that your sight will be true.
As yours.
She raises a glass to all of our health.
Janice gives a little nod. Like almost a bow, and then quickly follows Saba.
Before he goes, do you have any points in house politics? Any focuses in house politics?
It would be communicate or understand focuses.
Nope.
Oh, good. I might ask someone else.
Well, if these two are going to leave the scene,
are you following me or doing your own?
Yeah, I believe you two are going to interrogate the.
Go pick up your Fremen contact from the guard complex. If you two are going to leave the scene, I will allow you to bring in supporting characters if you'd like to stay in the scene.
I'm happy to. Yeah.
So for free, you can have minor characters. They simply have a single trait and like one major skill, essentially.
Cool.
Or you can spend momentum or threat to create a notable character. There'll be a little bit more decision-making to create that person, but they are then a notable character for the campaign who you can then bring in for half the cost to create them whenever you feel like it in other scenes.
Gotcha.
So that kind of creation is a sort of semi-permanent creation. Or you can just, for free, no momentum or threat needed, create people to inhabit who are minor. So what would you like
to do? I'll create something that's minor.
Yep, great.
So, I'm going to create a little serving boy to serve drinks and other things that is a member of our house incognito.
Nice.
Need a little spy boy who serves drinks and such.
Love that this is like the perfect form of character creation where it's like, I want a little guy.
I want a little.
And he does this thing.
So one trait, a description of their job or role, which is house trooper, servant, or spy. So servant, spy. Servant,
servant
boy.
Spy.
Servant spy.
Servant spy. If I can combine them.
Instead of a
can't.
Single. Instead of a drive, they have a quality rating from 4 to 8.
8?
I'm just not. I don't think you can justify this.
You give me the option.
They're just a little guy.
Look at Chris swinging hard, though.
No.
Okay.
And because you're so audacious, I'm going to make them a 4.
Okay.
That's what you get.
Yeah, fair enough. This is a game about negotiations.
Yeah.
So,
fair enough.
I say 8, you say 4. Okay.
I believe that we created the asset of negotiation. The scene. scene trait of a negotiation, so...
Yeah, can that apply to us as players?
No.
Okay. Damn, I'm not good at this thing.
The actual scene here is dictatorship.
Yes, I see. I see. This is not D&D. This Dune table is...
Putting the D is for dictator.
Yeah, it's a Phil leadership.
Yes, that's right. They have one skill at rank 6. Which skill is that?
Communicate.
Great. And they have a focus.
In communicate?
Yep.
Gossip would be
gossip.
Good.
Gossip. Right, great.
So you it's have... what I didn't pick, but it'd be good.
So for this scene, you are a serving boy.
Yes.
Quality 4, skill and communicate 6, and your focus is gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, who would you like to play in this scene?
I want you to humor me here.
No.
I think this can work. Are there animals in the world of Dune, like domestic-wise?
Because
I believe that Ikshana, as a potentially as a status thing or a comfort thing or just as a symbol of the house, I would like to play a cat.
No.
Why not?
So I thought you were going like, oh, they have a hawk master. Like, he's just there. They have a hawk. It's kind of cool. They're like, you know, that
the
they
eye.
Have the eye, yeah. The oversight thing. Yeah. You can't play a cat. No, sorry.
Can you play a cat master?
You absolutely can't. I'm sorry. You can't play a cat.
Well,
then you guys trying to? What are you trying to do to me, guys?
I have been very good.
You've been a good boy, so it means it's coming later for me.
Well, then I'll be your fucking hawk master then, okay.
Sean, at the prospect of role-playing, fine, I guess I'll do it.
Fine, I'll do it. I won't be an animal.
I guess I'll play to the tone of the game.
Which can be whatever we want it to be.
Is that something you want to
whatever Phil wants to play. I can do it. Yeah, why not?
So
let's go with a Hawkmaster. Is there more so just for the status of it? And also maybe we have he has a little hawk on his shoulder as well.
That'd be cute. Well,
interestingly, there is a method of communication in the Dune universe. Called
the Duneverse.
Duneverse.
Called Distrans, right?
Distrans.
Distrans, which is where you encode a message into an animal's brain.
Excuse me?
Yes. And then that animal can be activated by at the other end and that coded message sort of downloaded from their brain.
I do that with Bowser with treats.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not dissimilar to a diss track.
Oh my God, guys. What's with all the jokes?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yes, so it could also be that you could also be it's a symbol, but it's also you're also a communications
guy. Would that be an asset to this character, or
yes?
Or
is it so this character sounds like they're a notable NPC.
Yeah,
so we'll need to spend some momentum or threat.
Well, we don't have any
them.
Momentum at the moment, so it's going to have to be a threat which I'm happy to do.
Right?
So I think that
Ellen's
us,
not happy to
would
do that,
that. Would that put us up to 5?
4.
4.
Okay.
Oh, no, 5, right? Because it's 2
points.
It
depends how much you spend on them.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. From memory, I thought it was like for a notable, you'd need like...
2.
2.
That's all right. Let's play with threat.
It's,
why not?
Hey, it's,
well, in fairness,
it's
actually...
It's a courtroom intrigue, right?
It's courtroom intrigue. Well, it's social politics.
Yeah.
With one of the most dangerous people on the planet.
Yeah. No. Like, it's...
Third most dangerous person on the planet.
Yeah, because... He is House Harkonnen embodied.
Yeah.
No, like it totally fits. Yeah. I'm just panicking.
Good.
No.
Oh,
what's the verdict?
A notable supporting character costs 3.
Ah.
Damn.
We're at 3 threat.
Right, so you're going to create this person?
So it would be at 6 threat.
6 threat.
because we're at three already. Yeah.
A notable supporting character has one trait, which is a basic description of the character's job or role. Hawkmaster.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, we'll just make sure that we utilize this character throughout the season to justify the threat for this.
Yeah, I mean, he's cheaper to bring in later. For an extra plus one to their cost, add a second trait reflecting the character's reputation. Passing that up or taking that option?
No, let's pass that up. We're already using three threat.
Yep. They have scores in two drives, which are rated 6 and 7. Everything else is 5.
All right, let's go truth and duty.
Yep, 7 and 6. And then 5, 5, 5. They have a single drive statement for one of their two highest rated drives.
Let's go with a truth statement.
The truth will out.
Truth at any cost.
As a naturally dishonest character.
Plus one for another drive statement, if you want.
Nah.
Ah, that's cool.
Skills. Notable sporting characters typically have one skill at 7, which should be the one most relevant to their job.
That'll be understand.
Understand or communicate would be right.
Let's go with communicate, actually. That feels better. What number? Sorry?
That's a 7.
Not to prompt. I think an understand character might be great.
Because we've got to communicate, don't we?
Yeah, we've got two communicates in this scene. Plus, if their job is to interpret messages from the Hawks, maybe an observational skill might be really cool.
One ranked at 6, 2 ranked at 5, and 1 at 4.
Done.
A 1 focus for any skill ranked 6, and 2 focuses for any skill ranked 7. So a focus is just like any specialization. So what's your 7 skill? Understand?
I understand.
So distrans communication would be a focus, and coded messages or something like that.
For communicate.
Or
like
hawk handling.
I was going to say like the knowing more about the hawks.
Yeah. You understand how to handle
animals. It's more about
Could communicate be coded messaging?
Coded messaging. They normally have one talent. You can decide that.
Yeah, I'll do that later.
Yeah.
Meet Kaithan.
Kaithan. So in this scene, we have Lady Disha, Kaishan the Hawkmaster, and a serving boy.
Kaithan or Kaishan?
T-H. Thahn.
Kaithan.
Lady Disha, you have a couple of hours before the entertainments wrap up. It's like a working lunch, essentially. Eventually, people will have to go back to their jobs. So I will let you know if anything you do will kind of eat into your time.
Great.
So how do you begin?
I would like to grab a drink.
There's plenty available. Yep. Yeah. There are slaves. You can do whatever you want.
And I guess I would... I think I'm specifically seeking out our server.
Your serving boy.
If they are one of ours.
He instinctually appears at your side.
And slightly not like... super loudly, but in a tone of conversation that can be overheard. It is such an honor to be here. House Harkonnen have been so wonderful and generous. These drinks are divine. It is a shame that other houses on Arrakis do not share this generosity. Do you not think the same?
As you say, my lady, these drinks are divine, and I shall make sure that all at this attendance are served.
Wonderful. I might try and pull in if there is anyone about.
Would you like to know who's here?
Yes.
Communicate roll. So we're going to make a communicate roll with difficulty 0. Okay, so it's a communicate roll. I want you to choose a drive. Why are you finding out who's here? What's your motivation?
Power.
What is your power statement?
I'll take what I want.
Lines up for me. Yeah, I don't think you're acting against that. So perfect. Okay, you're going to combine those two into a number and you're trying to roll under that on 2d20s. Do you have any focuses in your communicate that are applicable here?
Deceit.
No, you're not lying to anyone. You're just gathering some information. So I don't think...
Charm?
Yes. Yep. Are you making the rounds to try to find out who's here?
Yeah.
Okay. I will say charm applies. That means anything under your charm score counts double successes. And then I want you to tell me if you're buying any dice.
No.
Okay.
Not for the moment. Difficulties at 0, so...
Difficulties at 0, so whatever your what's your communicate?
8, so I need to roll under 16.
So anything under 16 is success, anything under 8 is a double success.
Yep.
Go for it.
I have a 10 and a 3.
So three successes.
Yeah.
Great. I have 3 pieces of information for you. I have the most important person in the room. I have 2 interesting people. Notable people. And the 3rd piece of information, a bunch of minor people, hangers-on, kind of interesting people who you might find. So you can use any of your successes to get those pieces of information from me. And anything you don't use will go into the momentum pool.
Mm.
Which of those 3 pieces of information would you like?
Well, now I feel like you're psyching me up because the most important person would surely be Raban.
Apart from Raban.
Ah.
Raban's
it's Raban. Well done.
Raban's not available to you right now.
Yes.
Also, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's not one to do intrigue.
He doesn't do details, no.
I want to say fuck it and go for the most interesting person in the room.
Well, you can have all three of those pieces of information if you use all of your momentum. Or you can choose to spend them one at a time.
Yeah. Let's go most important person in the room.
Start with the most important person is Vice Administrator Merla Zeru. Merla, M-U-R-L-A. Merla Zeru. They are Vice Administrator in charge of spice mining for House Harkonnen. They are tall, an imposing figure with a completely bald head, with extravagant clothing in Harkonnen colours. They exude an air of authority. So they're very easy to pick out with their large stature, and they have sharp, calculating eyes. But they're not without humour. That's the most important person in the room. Do you want to spend any of your other successes?
Yes. Give me one other person.
For your next success, I can give you the other two.
Yeah.
Two other interesting people here are Nurkal. They are a Harkonnen physician, something of a scientist. They oversee spice extraction and its effect on people. They're like a middle-aged woman, although they have that kind of ageless quality of someone who uses a lot of spice. And they're wearing, I mean, I guess you'd call it a lab coat, but it's a lot more sort of alien to our tastes, a bit more formal, but it does have patches of bright orange spice residue staining it. They're in a little huddle with a bunch of aides. They seem pretty focused on their work and conferencing with their fellows than, you know, taking in the entertainments around them. And the other person here who is of somewhat importance is Bardam Keller. And they're the chief of security here at the Colosseum. Pretty much what you expect. They're a giant of a man.
Great.
In a sharp Harkonnen uniform. You don't know much about him. He's just basically a big statue.
It's their Sava.
Yeah.
It's a big statue.
He's a big statue.
Great. Yeah.
Those are the two kind of minor people who might be interested to talk to. And there are some various socialites and hangers-on that I'll tell you about with the other one, or you can put it into the momentum pool.
I'll put it into momentum.
Okay,
cha-ching.
So, yep.
So you guys have a momentum pool and six threat at the moment. What would you like to do next?
I think I'm going to go for Merla. Go chat to Merla.
Lady Disha.
Vice Administrator. The pleasure is mine. And I offer him a low bow, eyes never leaving.
The pleasure is ours. Now, what I'd like to do is, instead of like playing out all the pleasantries and sparring, why don't we do a communicate test to see where you guys start?
I would love that, yes. Great.
I would say it's a difficulty one, but I'm going to spend threat and make it difficulty two instead. So it's difficulty two to get into Merla's
good
their
gracious.
Good books. They are genderless.
Are they? Yep.
Yeah. They're extremely androgynous, basically as down the line as you can imagine.
Right.
Wonderful.
So Merla, to get into a nice good grace with Merla, I require two successes. Like I said, it's a communicate role, and the fact that this is a negotiation is what makes this possible.
We have one momentum.
You have a momentum in the pool, yep.
Yeah.
First die is one momentum, yeah. Second die is two momentum or three. Two threat, etc.
I mean, I have a good communicate, but I just feel as this is the most important person, I might buy a die.
Cool. So,
cool.
And you can use a charm.
That's cool with everyone?
Yeah, use a charm. It's to be spent. You don't have to do it at the behest of the other players.
No, I know, yeah. But it's our momentum. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. So, right. I think your charm applies here as well. So, eights and under are double successes.
Great.
Yeah.
No eights. I have 16, which is it like, it has to be under. 16 is my score.
Is it meets or beats it?
It's equals.
Equals. So meets that it, meets just, or beats it. Just counts yep. as a success.
Yep. So I have two successes.
Oh, great.
Excellent. You pass. There's no extra momentum, though. So you don't make any faux pas. You exchange pleasantries about the day.
They're hard to read.
They are very hard to read, yes. Yeah. So they have a kind of wry humour to them. But you enter the conversation about more nitty-gritty things on a kind of equal footing. As the governor has so candidly taken you into his confidence, it falls to me to remind you that certain things you've heard here today
would not leave this area.
Should not leave.
Yes.
The news of the change has yet to be widely broadcasted, and should that leak early, I would know where to look.
I'm assuming that means no one else has been told?
You are among the first, yes. I can't imagine that news of the change will remain confined, as a large change in the Landsraad has a habit of getting about.
I must say, it is a great accessory to have a target on one's back.
Yes, it does enliven things somewhat.
That's what we're here for, right? Entertainment?
Indeed. Perhaps Raban is. Myself, I always need to get things done. There is a lot to do. Speaking of which, the detail that the gracious governor perhaps did not mention is, apart from acquiring your services for the next month or so in exclusion to your current contracts, he plans a great expedition. He is to go into the deep desert with all of our mining resources, stretching us to our operational limit, but finding the greatest spice blows that the wide desert expanses can offer. You are to prepare for such an occasion in a month's time. Your intelligence about where the Fremen hold up in that area of the deep desert will be required. And a water source will be invaluable.
Yes. I don't suspect it would suit Raban to be swanning around in a still suit.
I believe he will be taking a more oversight role from the palace here in Carthag.
What a surprise.
Yes, of course. And others, I'm sure, would love to piggyback upon our great efforts. So, again, the expedition itself is a piece of information I wish you to closely guard.
Of course.
Is it clear what House Harkonnen will require of you in the days ahead?
I mean, I seem pretty clear on it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's too many things.
They're planning a great expedition.
Yeah.
It's going to be risky.
But also,
it's going to be lots of spice out
there. Yeah, but also the main plan is to stockpile.
Yes, that's what they're going to do. But you are required to hopefully find a water source somewhere along the route and find out where the Fremen live out there.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a bit of a project, right? But that's what he requires of you. It's what Raban requires of you. And the vice administrator is making that clear, telling you about this great expedition. And then, you know, it's up to you about what you want to pry out of them. Do you want to make some kind of extra inquiry, turn them into a contact? It's up to you at this stage.
Mm.
I can make a suggestion.
Yeah.
So one thing Vadim said is that you're going to be the people who hold all your current contracts for your Fremen intelligence and all your spotters, prospectors, are going to be a bit displeased. So some sort of, hey, compensation for unilaterally cancelling our contracts might be nice.
Yeah. This job, this
great task,
endeavor,
yes,
this boon we've been given, of course we are willing to bend over backwards, somersault endlessly for the Harkonnens, but whilst they will be leaving, we will be left to the displeasure of our other contracted jobs.
A shame.
Yes, we would be looking for, apart from the graciousness of the Harkonnens, perhaps something to tide that over.
Well, you will obviously be paid for your services at your rates, yes? Be direct, lady.
Yes, I think we've had enough dancing around. The Harkonnens are leaving. We are not.
That is up to you.
Would there be any more compensation that could be gained, whether it is from the palm of the Harkonnens or something that we ourselves could take whilst on this expedition?
You require your cut. Well, of course. Things that happen in the deep desert are easily concealed. In the meantime, you understand that House Harkonnen can't be shown to have too many favourites. You will have to navigate any difficulties with the Chome Directorate and compensation for broken contracts yourselves.
Looks like we've all got lots of work to do.
We never rest.
The eye is ever unblinking. Well, I will leave you to your tasks, Vice Administrator.
I look forward to working with you.
It is a pleasure to have one who does not dance around the issues, such as yourself.
Things need to be done. The direct path is the most efficient one. That takes you an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasantries and sparring, etc., etc. It's very exhausting. What are the two of you doing?
Kathan, who is, funnily enough, it's not just because I'm looking at your shirt, easy way to look at it, is like a much thinner, older Henry Cavill-esque character. Yep. Long, graying hair, like kind of really striking, angular features.
Yep.
He has his hawk that sits upon his shoulder, who is actually named Kay, which is short for Kathan. It is an extension of himself.
Excellent.
So it is a part of him. Kay and Kathan. His purpose here, as he mills about near the food table, maybe takes a little bit for himself, a little bit for Kay, is that he's trying to ascertain as subtly and inconspicuously as possible if there is a conversation or a person around here that are talking secretly, are trying to keep themselves private. His purpose here at this party, in most Ikshana gatherings, is to obtain information that is outside of the usual diplomatic channels.
Okay, make me a communicate role. What drive?
Well, truth. It's
truth.
He's looking
excellent.
For the truth.
Yep.
And he's doing it in plain sight of everyone else.
Yeah, makes sense to me. Difficulty one, I'm going to say. Difficulty one.
This man just walking around looking for secrets.
He's just hovering.
That's me, any party.
That is truth and understand, which gives me a number of 14.
14's an under count, yeah.
That's great.
That's one success.
Okay, so you succeed, but no extra momentum generated.
He's the kind of individual that he tries to look as plain as possible, were it not for the fucking hawk on his shoulder.
Mm.
But he's meant to look lesser than. He's meant to look like not of huge status. But yeah, so that's the kind of idea.
So you find yourself near Lady Saru and a fellow named Sesma. They are fans of the gladiatorial combat, so they're really avidly watching the blood sport going on, and so they're discussing the political climate. They obviously party to the news that their patron house is going to be turfed off Arrakis, and they are discussing the ramifications of that, what it means for them, whether they might stay, whether it reveals weakness, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Is there anything through the course of this conversation that is information that might be useful for Ikshana?
Might sort of create an asset for you later on.
Anything that is worth bringing to, say, the Viscount or to Lady Disha?
So the general tenor of it is that the other houses and other figures all see this as like a moment of opportunity to gouge what they can from the situation.
Other minor houses, the ones similar to Ikshana.
They're expecting sort of chaos once the general news breaks and a kind of a shift in the climate here. And they feel like it won't be long before that begins happening.
And I feel like once kind of Kathan gets the tenor of the conversation and where and feels satisfied, he'll move himself away back to the table, food table. While he's feeding Kay with one hand, he's also stroking him on the other, and he's starting to encode a message and plant this information specifically to the tone of all eyes are now watching, chaos may follow.
Excellent.
Really wanting to solidify this idea of, sure, we are now at the table. Ikshana has been given a seat, however small, but now more eyes are on us.
Yes.
And it's something that obviously Ikshana would know, but this is further confirmation that it's on the tongue of other people.
Yeah.
He places that in Kay for further use later.
So that's your kind of first hour as well, and then the serving boy?
Serving boy's just going to walk around and try and listen in on gossip.
Gossip, excellent. It's a communicate role?
Yep.
Using which drive?
I don't have any. Do I?
Oh, yeah. You just use a quality?
I have a quality. Of
quality of four?
Four.
Oh, yeah, because you're not a...
Quality plus communicate, and then you're using your focus of gossip.
Yep.
Yeah. So anything under your communicate score is double success. And just because you're absorbing, make it a zero. You have your quality, which replaces your drives, which is four. And then you have your main skill is a six.
So 10.
So tens. Tens
great.
And under.
Cool.
And then anything under a six is a double because you're using gossip.
Sweet. Well, a 16 and a three. So I got two successes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, well done.
Two successes.
Yeah.
You get to ask me a question for each one.
Great.
So first success.
Yeah.
What kind of gossip do you want?
I guess I don't know about the Great Expedition, or do we collectively
know that? People have been
talking
about it quite loudly.
I think you can kind of share that kind of information amongst you as a role-playing party.
Okay.
So I'll let you know that that's what's being talked about.
Great, cool.
You overhear this part of the conversation between Lady Disha.
When you're moving through.
When you're moving through.
So I guess between actions, characters have chats where we consolidate all of those information.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just kind of implied.
Yeah,
it's
you're all on the same team and you're all moving and shaking. Ikshana
being a moving organism, that information is constantly flowing.
Like Dune as a game functioning, not as like moment to moment, beat to beat.
That's right.
Intrigue. It's like conversation. This conversation. It's like, okay, we sallied forth. We communicated everything. Now we're going to go back in. We're all armed with whatever we brought to the table. Group momentum.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to emphasize is that you guys are, yes, you have your player characters, but you are playing House Ikshana.
Yeah.
As a whole.
Yeah.
You have the kind of great expedition. You were serving Lady Disha when that topic came up.
Mm. Great.
And so you have that knowledge and then you move around the space gathering gossip.
This boy with a serving tray spends time through serving drinks, smiling, big smiles. And I would like to know, is there anyone who knows of the Great Expedition as well as us? Who else is aware of that information that we are going on this, or we have been invited into this Great Expedition?
So you know that it's like very private. So the longer Harkonnen can prepare before going, the more of a head start they have. The idea is that as soon as any of the other mining houses know that they are spending the resources to go out into the great emptiness, they will piggyback off that. Because usually you don't go out there because it's too hard, right?
Yeah, sure.
But if someone else is doing it, finding water and drawing the ire of the Fremen, you could probably sneak out some of your own harvesters and stuff, right?
Hmm.
So the gossip is that this is pretty private.
Yeah.
And only in-house and you guys for your unique intelligence about the Fremen of the Deep Desert know so far.
Okay.
And that leaks are likely to be punished.
Yep, cool.
Harshly.
Great.
Like everything is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's
sweet.
That's one piece.
Yeah.
Do you want to use your second?
No. Nah.
Right.
Momentum.
It goes in the momentum pool.
How much momentum we got? One.
One. Cool. And five threat.
Five threat.
Okay. So
one was used.
You circulate for the first hour and you kind of discover the gravity of the secret that you've been let into.
Yep.
Lady Disha, you've got one more kind of session before everything breaks up and people need to get back on with their jobs.
I would like to go talk to the physician Drusen Nurkel. Nurkel? Nurkel.
Yes.
Sorry, I was not expecting.
You are Lady Disha of Ikshana, yes.
And you are Drusen Nurkel.
Yes, yes.
The famed
I'm very busy,
physician.
Yes.
I know, but I would trouble you for a moment of your time.
One moment. I need data in Shikawa. I need it in my office. I need it by this afternoon. If you fail, you know the consequences.
Right away.
I assume we will be working together soon?
Yes, I imagine so. I will be taking data that you feed me, and I will be using it to plan the expedition.
I think it best the closer that you work with our house. In fact, we would be willing to provide you with room and board, having you work closely
expedition. No, no, I have all of my facilities are provided by Harkonnen. I am not traipsing halfway across the Waterfall District to stay with some house I do not know.
I think, and this is risky, I would like to use my mask of power to create an asset. This is to initiate intrigue or espionage, and that in this trait, the asset is a lie, but the target does not know that. A talent for specifically communicate espionage, and I can essentially create an asset that is more in the tone of blackmail or rumors or what have you. I can use that to initiate conflict, and my target will not know that this asset I've created is fake.
Okay.
Right.
So
I've created imaginary blackmail or intrigue.
Yeah. Information almost.
So what,
I'm lying.
Yeah.
What do you think you can create for Drusa that can kind of turn her?
I would like to intimate that there is essentially going to be a hit on her from various other houses.
Oh, okay.
I would like to intimate that her security is threatened, especially as we go towards this expedition, and that she would be better suited the closer she was to our house.
Wow, that's a pretty bold move.
Yeah,
I know, but it is political intrigue.
She's hanging out with Harkonnen.
I know, I know.
I mean, that makes sense, though. They are bastards.
And I want her. She is a physician who deals with spice extraction.
Yeah.
And while we are knowledgeable about Fremen and worm spotting. Yeah, we need to know more about the spice.
And there's also something to be said about, like, oh, the Harkonnens didn't know this, but Ikshana did. Well, I want to be close to them because they've got the information. They can keep me safe.
Yeah.
I mean, fair enough, Alan.
I want to be a bit ballsy.
Okay, so what you do is you create this air of, you know that her life is in danger. Right?
I think, yeah, my tone begins a bit more hushed. The way that you would speak to kind of a frightened, not frightened animal, but there's an air of trying to create artificial calm.
Yeah, you use this to initiate basically an attack on her discipline, essentially. Because it affects her, she gets to oppose you.
Yep.
Right? And you might need to make further attacks in the future. Mm-hmm. Like, you have one round right now to sort of, like, plant this and sort of weaken her. You may need another kind of moment to, like, knock off the rest of her discipline and really convince her to come over to your side. So it might be kind of end up as extended conflict, an intrigue that plays out over a couple of scenes. But for now, let's see how much confidence damage you do to her discipline, right? So you make a communicate roll. She'll do 2d20s. I've got lots of threats, so I am going to buy her an extra G20 with some threats.
We also have some focus, Ellen.
You have momentum.
Momentum, rather.
Momentum.
I don't think you're being charming here.
I'm being deceitful.
Yeah, so you can use that. So let's see what your target difficulty...
Finally. Don't worry, guys. I only figured out political intrigue within, like, fucking, what, 45 minutes?
I crammed for the last half hour and I'm ready.
I rolled badly.
Okay, cool. I don't think I said it, but I'm using that momentum.
Do it. To buy a die. So your target is 2.
Great. Well, I rolled a 2, an 8, and an 11, all well under my 16.
So that's 6? They're all crits, aren't they?
Only
the
11's
not a crit.
Under 8, sorry. So that's
5 successes, please, for my intrigue.
Okay, well, she discipline is her highest rated.
Yep.
So she has a discipline of 7. So each success counts as 2. So you can defeat her with 4 of your successes. How many do you get? 5?
5.
She.
So you can defeat her with 4 of your successes and have one momentum left over.
Hell yeah.
Let's keep it.
And I spent threats on that.
Just for flavor, as she's grabbing a glass, and let's say it's from our server boy.
Yeah, hey.
Lady Disha, leaning forward, just so her lips are in the ear of Drusa. Your safety has been compromised, and House Ikshana serves House Harkonnen. You would be best with us. As I pick up the glass and raise it to my lips.
She goes pale. I will be in touch.
Of course. Your safety is paramount to us. The eye sees all.
And she's gone, like, noticeably pale. First time you've seen her distracted from her work. And I think what you've done is you've sort of played into her importance. Mm. Like, she has this idea that she knows the most about spice and its effects and its extraction. So you've implied to her that she's very important.
Of course.
Her unique knowledge is extremely sought after.
Of course, you're the one that's in danger. Everyone would want to get to you because you are just so valuable.
Exactly. Everyone wants to kill you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Fancy.
Or capture
torture, all of those
exactly,
things.
Following on from the previous conversation, it is a great honor to have a target on your back.
That's your second session of the entertainments.
I spend the evening getting pissed.
Job well done.
She won't leave with you, but she'll contact you shortly to sort of, like,
arrange, you know, you've planted the seeds.
Arrange a transfer, maybe some protection, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. You've sort of recruited a scientist onto your side. That's great. So I suspect at the end of today's entertainments, you'll leave via Ornithopter back to the Ikshana compound with the Viscount.
Yes.
While other agents accomplish other tasks. That Ornithopter, sort of a pride of the house. It's called the Wind of Change.
That's right.
It's ornate, has gold trim, and of course is adorned with the penetrating eye of House Ikshana.
Is the eye on the bottom?
Yeah.
So if you were gazing up, you would see the eye.
Yeah. So this isn't generally one that you do lots of kind of, like, scouting with because it has your livery on it.
Yes,
but it is Vadim and Disha's personal transport.
It's status, not to be subtle. Like, oh, what's that Ornithopter with an eye doing hovering nearby?
Yes.
It's like one of those butterflies that when it opens, it looks like it's looking down at you.
Yes. Yeah. It's a really, it's a unique asset that your house has, and it's very symbolic of your house. You take that from the roof of the Colosseum mm-hmm. back to the compound. There's an hour for these two minor characters to do anything else that they might want to do.
Kaithan, he's fine.
He's fine?
Yeah, okay. he's got what he needs.
My character disappears the minute this scene ends, so I'm going to roll more dice.
Excellent. Yeah. This character vanishes.
Yeah. I'm going to roll more dice.
So. No. After this scene. You're right. This minor character fades into the background of our story.
Yes,
right?
And becomes no more. Yes. The little serving boy who is for our house.
Mm.
And so he continues to gossip as the dishes are kind of put away and everything like that. It's the little bumping of what did you hear out there? Most specifically, how is the house of Ishana seen?
It's another open communicate role.
I know it's not a high stakes role, but we have one momentum and we will lose it at the end of this scene.
You will lose it at the end of the scene.
So please feel free.
Let's spend it.
Yeah.
You're going to buy another die with
it? Yeah. I'm going to steal one of your
actually, and I will do something afterwards as well because I realized something about my character.
Do you want to use the momentum?
You want the momentum?
No, you just go.
You're good.
You're all right. Well, what was the difficulty?
Zero.
Zero? Okay, cool. No complications.
How did I get less than zero?
Yeah, do remember if you get a 20, so let me know.
Yeah, no, I just rolled a 19. Cool. But I also rolled a 2. So that's 2 successes.
2 successes overall?
Yeah, 2 successes overall.
House Ixchana carries the trait of adaptable.
Yeah.
And that's how you're seen generally, right?
Yeah.
So you're seen as useful, but you're seen as quite minor and weak in material sense. There's useful things, but there's the sense that you can basically be commanded to do what the Harkonnens want because you're only Ixchana. What do you do? You don't have any troops. You don't have great wealth. You're essentially a small player who's been given a large boon.
I meant it sort of in this circle. That's the perception?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
You're being underestimated, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you want any more information for your second success?
Nah. Sean, have some momentum.
Momentum.
Yeah, I'm not going to need it for a very clear reason. So I'm going to use the one talent that is afforded to Kaithan that I've chosen. It was called passive scrutiny. Specifically, Kaithan very often is left at a party for a little bit longer than the higher-ups are. So once the Viscount and Adisha leave, Kaithan is someone who is meant to be a little bit more part of the background, lingers there for a little bit longer. And passive scrutiny allows me, without having to spend, I get to ask you one question because I get it once per scene and because he's here, let's use it. Was anything said about Ixchana or the players of Ixchana once the higher-ups left? Anything that they didn't say to our faces? So like once the Viscount and Disha left, was there anything that was said about us, whether negatively obviously is useful.
So as Raban hinted, there's this general sense that Ixchana may be like kind of a bit feral. They've gone a bit native. The reason they know so much about the Fremen, where they stay, where the water sources are in the deep desert, and why they're such good prospectors, is because they've gone a bit Fremen themselves. They've gone a bit native. And under Raban, that's no good.
Yeah.
That's pretty shameful because the Fremen, the natives, are dogs.
Yes.
They're animals. They've been pogromed. They've been oppressed, savagely attacked in their homes whenever they can be found. And so this general sense that you guys deal with the Fremen too closely and that's how you get your useful information, that is the general kind of like negative thing that's said about your house. And you get the sense that it could be used to justify attacks on you.
Rolling us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one would care
because people would understand if Ixchana got crushed turmoil. Yeah.
That's where you could plant a lie, right?
Yeah.
Like you could be like, oh, they went too native.
Yes.
And people would be like, oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
They were actually feeding information to the Fremen.
Yes.
Those are the sorts of things
they're not using the Fremen. They are now incorporating.
They're empowering
the Fremen.
Ixchana is Fremen fraternizers.
Yes.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. And it's a bit of a kind of black mark against you, that rumor. Yeah.
Kaithan only stays long enough to he doesn't overstay his welcome, because the longer he stays, the stranger it'll be that he was there.
Yeah.
He gets what he needs. He maybe allows one of the hoity-toity members of the house to like maybe pat Kay just to like endear himself, and then when he's done that.
Lady Saru, who you were listening to earlier, who's a socialite, so how novel.
I love the feathers. Are they real? Sorry.
There are so few birds on Arrakis.
We do what we can.
And like Kay soaks up the charisma for Kaithan. Yeah. Like it's an illusion.
Yeah.
He's not a good talker.
It's men with dogs.
I was going I was going to say, it's men with dogs in the dog park who like get all the attention because people go straight for the dog.
He gives a minimal amount of attention to her, but he knows that Kay is Thea, is the bait, as it were. And it allows him to be around them and still listen into other conversations, which is potentially how he heard.
Oh, so it is like men with dogs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Kay with man with hawk leaves once the party is starting to dissipate.
Yes. People go back to their businesses. The gladiatorial entertainments to keep the masses distracted wrap up as the harsh sun of Arrakis finally starts to climb lower in the sky, allowing more active business to take place. The heart of the day is the worst time in Arrakis, and that now is passing.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved.
Who dwell deep in the emptiness and who wage an un...
Just gotta wait for the plane.
Hold for helicopter.
It's an ornithopter.
I get it.
Could actually have used that as an ornithopter. You're so true.
Oh,
one
damn.
Season could
Sorry,
have accepted
I was just joking it.
Yeah. No, that would have been so good.
Just mucking about.
Maybe I can pull this as a sound effect.
They have their own.
One second, hold for it. Might be able to use that as a sound effect. If
that
we pick it up,
that would
fine.
Be
yeah.
fucking dope. It All also right. sounded like it was coming down.
Yeah. All right, we're good.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.